episode 618, How to Reduce Stress.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? I hope you are in for an extraordinary week. I hope you have your energy just bursting forward. I want you to feel the intensity of joyfulness in your week, each and every day. Make it a joyful day. Decide that when you get up in the morning, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a day full of joy. You make that decision. That's one thing that you can control within yourself. It is Mindful Monday, and we're talking about stress. And oh, do we need to claim our days? We need to claim the joy. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm delighted of your presence, excited that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more about what we do here, about keeping life simple. And you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter. They keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions for you, keeping your life simple so you can pursue your passion, purpose, and presence in your life's journey. Woo! If that's not a long to-do list, I don't even know where we should begin. Do you have your laundry done already? The dishes are done. You know, your lunch is packed. You're ready to go. Dinner is already prepped. And you're like, okay, I have nothing else better to do for the day. So it's Mindful Monday. I'm calm, cool, and collected. No, that's really not the truth, is it? In your busy, hectic schedule, where do you find the time to get it all done? How to reduce stress and keep it all together should be a priority. Your life may actually depend on it. You see, life is complicated, and there are days that you can't even remember if you took a breath. We got to breathe now, in fact. As much as we like to keep busy, like a badge of honor we wear, it begins to wear on us even harder. The busyness creates a pattern that we assume we must keep up with. Eventually, we are caught in the webs of stress. Have you felt that lately? Oh, I personally have. In fact, I'm feeling one right now, and I'm thinking, there is no way I'm getting out of this one. But I know somehow, some way, Lord willing, this too shall pass. But as we look at stress, stress begins to eat away at your health, your sleep. It eats away at your peace, your marriage, your relationships, your job performance, your sanity. It begins to eat away at you. Stress has a profound effect on you physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. I mean, we could go on and on and on. So let's go on and on and on. And let's talk about those effects. What are some of those effects? Those effects are headaches, fatigue, tummy aches, anxiety, anger, depression, binge eating, drug, alcohol, or tobacco use or overuse, lack of clarity, confusion, restlessness. I mean, seriously, the list goes on and on and on. Plus, if you continue a life of stress, it can actually lead to serious health problems like heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, depression, and more. These are things that we really don't want to sink our teeth into. But it's an unfortunate fact that we, as adults, have to face this every single day of our life. And some of it, we self-prescribe. We self-induce. We create this busyness, this crazy, hectic schedule that we seem that we have to keep up with the Joneses. You know that's a saying, right? We're not really keeping up with the Joneses. Maybe that's just from the olden days, but, you know, maybe it's somebody else's last name, but we kind of look at it as the Joneses. We're trying to keep up with everybody else, moving faster than they're moving. We want to have what they have, or we want more than what they have. However, stress may actually be part of your life, but it also could just be a part of the season in your life where you are overworked and underpaid. Can you relate? And your simple survival tool is this: this too shall pass. Now, that doesn't bring a lot of comfort, I know, but think back to cramming for that final exam, finishing that paper, putting the final touches on your wedding day. You gotta let it go. Let it go. Take it one moment at a time. And we have those seasons, those moments, where really it's not that we're not stressed, but it's simply because of maybe we had to make a certain decision. And let's say we're going back to school and you've got that final exam. Well, you got to study for it. Whether you want to or not, it's going to be there. You may be uncomfortable for about 2, 3, 4 days, maybe a week, but you know this too shall pass. So you can let that go. But when you're talking about day-to-day chaos, an environment that breeds only frustration and anxiety, when your outlook is only as hopeful as sleep medication gives rest, that's a sure sign you need to look at how to reduce stress. You need an intervention. I mean, come on, my hand's raised. I need an intervention. Change needs to happen. Because if change doesn't happen, what will? Life may get a little more complicated. You don't want to live a high-stress life. That's not a happy habit to have. And I believe in today's society, in our world, we are living the happy habit as a stressful life. That's what we equate it to. And that's not fair. And that's not right, in my opinion. Just because you're a mom doesn't mean you have to feel stressed 24/7, 365. Just because you're married doesn't mean you have to feel stressed 24/7, 365. Just because you are a small business owner doesn't mean you have to be stressed 24/7, 365. Something needs to change. I always knew I was burning the candle at both ends when the clock had no bearing on me getting up and me going to bed. And soon to follow was my health, my anger, and my eating. As much as I like to blame someone else, I have to put on my big girl panties and admit I brought a lot of it on myself. Whether good or bad, it's the fact. And for most of it, it was all for good. I might dream a bigger dream and it would take maybe an extra 5 hours to complete what I really wanted to do, mini Broadway style, but I was going to get it done, by golly. I wasn't going to change a thing. We were going to make this happen one way or another. Maybe I said yes to things, you know, overscheduled myself saying, oh, I can do that. I can bake you, you know, 4 dozen cookies by tomorrow. And I just found out 12 hours before that. Oh yeah. And I can go to that meeting too for you. No big deal. I'll fill in at Sunday school. Yes. Yeah. No was never in my vocabulary. But then I learned how to reduce stress. But then I realized that my life was as important as the person who was asking me to fulfill their duties. And it wasn't like they couldn't find somebody else, but you know what? I had to be Superwoman. I could do it all. So yes was it. Yes, I can do that for you. Yes. I don't want my story to be your life. So how to reduce stress? What are some ways you can be an overcomer of stress? Oh, yes. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Relax to zap the stress. You want to zap your stress, right? We want to get rid of it. We want it to go poof in a way. We want that magic sauce. Well, I'm going to give you 9 magic sauces you can use to relax yourself, to actually relax to zap that stress. We want to get rid of it. Number 1, meditation. Oh, yes, a time for self-reflection, serene calmness. Now, some of you may think that meditation is a little woo-woo and, oh, you have to sit a certain way. No. Think about meditation as self-reflection, a quiet time. That quiet time may be 5 minutes, 2 minutes. That meditation may be in your shower during showerspirations, where it's just calm and you just have some maybe some nice soothing music or some praise and worship music on. And that's the only time you ever have peace and quiet is in the shower. So meditation is a great way. Number 2, deep breathing, slow, controlled breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. Now we do this for one primary reason. That is to slow your heart rate down. Think about when you're going really fast and you're hurried, scurried, and you're busy and you're going through everything. Your heart rate is just beginning to race and go faster and faster and faster. And what we need to do is slow down the process. Because when we're going faster and faster and faster, we get ourselves worked up. The anger, the frustration, everything begins to boil and it doesn't help. Our blood pressure raises, but bring it down. So deep breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. Relax to zap the stress. Number three, laugh and smile. Laughing lowers your body's stress hormone, the cortisol. It lowers it. And it absolutely helps you feel better. You need a good gut laugh. Make that belly jiggle. Because when you do, you're going to smile more too. And that is definitely going to zap the stress. Number four, M&Ms, and I'm not talking about the ones that melt in your mouth and not in your hands. We're talking about movement and motivation. Exercise. Go out and walk. Go out and run. Go for a bike ride. Do a little bit of aerobic exercise. If you're not even sure what to do, I kid you not, do jumping jacks, and then I want you to march in place. And if you can, do more high knees. So you're raising your knees above the level of your waist. If you can't do that, then just raise them as high as you can. But get your M&Ms in. Your movement and motivation. Yum, yum. That's the best way to do it. Number five, good food equals good mood. Eat God-made, not man-made. Eat the real stuff, the real food. That's going to help your body. Good nutrition. You need to fuel that body to zap the stress. If you are adding in sugar, if you're eating processed, you know what? You need to stay away from it because that's just adding to the emotional stress within your inner body. What you're, you know, chemically, your body's going, whoa, I don't know what to do with this. I'm afraid. Oh, wait, walk away, run away. Oh, I got to store it here. And oh, I'm freaking out. Okay. That's your internal body going and saying, I can't do this anymore. You need to zap the stress with good food for the good mood. Okay, that's number five. Number six, reach out. Reach out and touch someone. Do you remember that one? Okay, now I'm really aging myself. Lately, I've been coming up with these. Oh, I don't know. But reach out and touch someone. That used to be, I believe, maybe I am aging myself, but the telephone company. I want to say it was AT&T, reach out and touch someone. Somebody correct me, send me an email. I know I probably got it wrong. But anyway, reach out. You want to talk to others. You want to get the support of your family, your friends, maybe someone in your church, maybe a coach, a group. Maybe you need Women of Impact. Come on in. Join us at the facebook.com/groups/thewomenofimpact. You can also just click on the link in the show notes. It's real easy, and you can request to join, and we'll approve your request right as soon as I get in there, okay? So reach out. Ask for help. When we sit there and try to isolate ourselves, we are just inducing stress because we have no way to get it out. When you sit there and say, I'm just going to take care of it all myself, I'm going to internalize it, oh, no. You are waiting. You're a time bomb waiting to go off. Seriously. You will create that, and it'll get worse and worse and worse. And there will be an explosion like none other. And I don't want you there. That's not a good place to be. It's not a safe place to be, and it's not a healthy place to be. So reach out. Number seven, body awareness. Nose to your toes. Recognize how your body responds. Understand that maybe when you're driving to work, and all of a sudden you're like, traffic is upon you. And you notice that people are starting to cut other people off in front of you. And you're like, oh, this is not right. Obviously be safe. But think about where you're feeling the tension in your body. Where are you holding your stress? Is it in your shoulders? Or is it literally in your feet? Some of us carry our stress in the balls of our feet. And if you look at your shoes, especially if you wear thongs or sandals, look at where your toe imprints are. You can see where the greater impact is on your foot. Most likely that is where a stress component is being held within your body. That's also where you carry your body weight, but it's also stress related. Okay, so it goes for two factors there. So body awareness, nose to toes, that includes your head too. Okay, it's easy to remember nose to toes because it rhymes. All right, number eight, live out gratitude. Be grateful. Remember the good in your life. Journal it. Maybe you get up in the morning and you have more time in the morning. Write it out. Say what you're grateful for. Create the day that you want to have. Or you can do it when you go to bed and write in your gratitude journal saying, this is what I'm grateful for. Three things. It doesn't have to be a long, huge page. Some of you, I know you're rolling your eyes at me already, but some people actually despise the idea of a journal. I mean, it's like, no, I would rather die than write in a journal. But it doesn't have to be the journal like when you were growing up and mom wanted you to keep a diary or something like that. No, it's just a way for you to keep brief little notes. Also, live out gratitude. I love this example, and I find myself doing it every single month when I pay bills. Who likes to pay bills? Well, I don't. But one thing I am very grateful for is that I can pay my bills. Maybe it's not paying them off. Maybe it's not meeting everything that I wanted to for that time of the month, but I am grateful that I can pay the bill, whoever I'm writing it to, the money that I can. And you know what? It makes me smile that I'm able to do that. Because when I'm able to pay my bills and I'm not sitting there trying to run and hide and, you know, claim other things. I mean, we all get in circumstances where we need money or money gets tight, we lose our jobs. I'm not talking about those circumstances. I'm talking about people who truly try to get the easy way out all the time. Okay? That's not you. But when you're living out gratitude and you are truly grateful, your heart changes truly from the inside out and you'll become a different person. So think about the next time you do bills. Yeah, live out your gratitude. And finally, number 9, one of my favorites, be present. Be present. Focus on the moment. Be in the moment. I love to say it this way. Focus on your senses to release the tenses. Focus on your senses to release the tenses. So when you think about where you are in life, where you're going, think about, you know, how do you feel internally? Are you excited? Think about the air that you are breathing. Is it cool? Is it a little hot and stuffy? Okay. Think about the sounds that are around you. You know, I was outside playing with my puppy dog a few days ago, and it was so neat to see these adult geese training the baby goslings as they were flying. And it was a whole training session. I didn't realize it was that until the moment had almost ended. But thank goodness I paid attention. I was in the moment. Now little Rhino, my bulldog, was like,
yeah, whatever, Mom. There's noises, lots of noises. What's next?
And I was sitting there just mesmerized by how all of the adult geese were flying. And the next thing you know, I'm talking, seriously, I kid you not, probably 30 to 40, maybe 45 goslings, if you call them that. Is that what you call baby geese? I don't know. Anyway, they're flying above me, right above me. And they made a turn because we have a pond that lives just over the street from where I, you know, where our house sits. I knew exactly where they were going. And so they turned and shifted and they went down right at the pond's edge. It was the coolest thing ever. Be present. Know your senses to release the tenses. Ultimately, this is your life to live. And if you like that high stress, high strung out, crazy day, then stick with it. But my guess is, as a woman of impact, one who is really wanting to create her now, you don't need that extra stress. You want to be able to have a life that's fulfilling and not killing. This is your day. And one last thing, I want to invite you to something special. Monday, September 26, 2016, yes, that's next Monday, we are going to have the Ready, Set, Aim Challenge. This is a 5-day challenge that's going to be the recipe to create happy habits for lasting change. You want to be there. So go to the show notes, click on Ready, Set, Aim, simply enter your name and your email address. This is going to be a time for you and I to get to know each other and really for you to get some tools and strategies and learn some techniques on what you can do to create the happy habits for lasting change in your life's journey. We all want change, but we want it to last. And we can make those changes and they can be quick and we fall back to our old habits. We want to erase those. And I'm going to give you a recipe. It's 5 days and we're going to dig a little bit deeper on how you can create those happy habits. I cannot wait to see you there. We're going to have some live Facebook gatherings. We're going to have some emails. We're going to have some just some good time together. So invite your friends, invite your family. Whether or not they listen to the podcast, it's also a way for you to invite people and say, you know what? Why don't you come and do this with me? Ready, set, aim. September 26th. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.